Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. And I apologize for the lie to open the show. It is neither Jody Cameron nor John Ritchie with you today. It is the WIV Morning Show. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you, Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson back in the studio, hanging out with you this morning. How you guys doing? Good morning, everyone. Elliot Shore Parks, good morning.
It's a little,
from Borgata this morning, beautiful Borgata.
It's a little Go Birds radio on a Friday.
How about
it? Go Birds radio.
What a treat,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Phillies being terrible.
Yeah. I know. We were, inside baseball, behind the dugout for those Go Birds listeners.
In the
dugout. Any of those ridiculous things that you've said over the years.
Yeah.
We were like, maybe some birds talk on a Friday morning. And then Jesus Cesardo and the Phillies happen.
Yeah.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Devin Caney, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a treat to be with the big three
this
morning, hanging out in AC from the beautiful Borgata. Obviously, a lot to get into today. 215-592-9494. We got some Eagles talk coming up. Don't worry. We've got an awesome prize how you can win a chance to come to a Phillies game with us. By the way, Phillies Cubs next week is the game, like a legitimate, important baseball game. Normally, I feel like we end up going to, Phillies Angels or something.
Yes.
It's a big one. So we'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up. But Elliot, let's start with yesterday, as you said, and what was a pretty frustrating baseball game, driving down here, listening to that game the entire time. And I think coming off of his last start, Lizardo gives up 12 runs in the last one.
not great to hear.
You were hoping for a bounce back. 20 runs
two
starts. They lose 8-1, just get shellacked. Where are you at with the Phillies this morning? You know, we've gone through some ups and downs this season.
Yeah.
Where is the Phillies panic meter at for you this morning, Elliot?
Yeah, so I think with Lizardo, I'm not really panicking. I do think, look, obviously two bad starts. You have to think Lizardo was probably thinking, well, what's the worst that could happen? I gave up 12 runs last time. It's like, well, buddy, guess what? It happened again. So I'm actually not concerned about Lizardo, despite the fact he's clearly been horrendous the last two starts. I just think the starting pitching staff is so good. I think the pitching coach is so good. Like, they'll be fine with the starters. But while this year the Phillies have changed my opinion on them a little bit in the way that they have shown a resiliency they have not in the past, and I don't think that, they've lost two series in a row now and, somewhat uncompetitive, right, in a few of those games. But, like, I don't think this is the beginning of a huge, collapse or, anything like that. I think they're going to maintain a really good record. I think they're going to continue to have one of the better records in baseball. But I would also be lying if, when I watch them lose 2-1 and the bats go quiet and there's defensive problems, if I felt like we aren't all just lying to ourselves about what we're seeing with this Phillies team. How they have lost in the past two postseasons is exactly the same. It's not like when the Eagles lost in postseasons in past years, it's kind of different, right? In 2023, they collapsed. In 2021, they were on their way up. It was different. But when the Phillies lose, they lose the exact same way, which is the bats go quiet and they make dumb mistakes, whether it's fielding or base running. And so yesterday's loss to me, while upsetting and not fun to watch was more of an anomaly just in the way that the pitcher, or Lizardo, was terrible and it is what it is. I think more on this Friday morning about that 2-1 loss. The bullpen blowing it, the bats not showing up. And while I can be excited about the team and think about the resiliency, and Schwarber has been awesome, and the start, I think we're all lying to ourselves a little. Like, maybe we know where this is headed. They're going to go to the postseason. The bats are going to go quiet. The bullpen's going to blow it. And that's what we're looking at. And I want to believe it's different, but maybe we need to be honest with ourselves about what this team is. And we're seeing what the team is over these past few games.
Yeah, look, we'll get to Lizardo. And I'm a little concerned in the sense that, you know, starting pitching is what makes this team special. You know, they are not a special offense. They have a chance to be a really good offense at times. We've seen them go through stretches. The bullpen is obviously far from special. The only thing that makes this team special is the starting pitching. It's the only, you know, real elite thing
it's
on this team.
It's the reason to believe.
And if Lizardo, and look, there could be a lot of explanations for the Lizardo thing. We'll dive into the options, whether he's tipping pitches. We'll hear what Rob Thompson had to say about that, whether it's a dead arm situation. You know, there's a lot of potential, you know, reasons for what's going on. But to your point about the bats, I mean, think about it just in this series alone. You mentioned the 2-1 loss. I'll just take the whole series outside of the first inning. They put up 6 runs in the first inning and then with 10 innings in game 2. So in the next 27 innings, they scored 4 runs. And that's what this team has been. They've gone cold. And look, Harper comes back. They have that big first inning homers. Then Harper's silent for pretty much the rest of the series. And really, when you look at this lineup, I mean, I don't think we put enough emphasis on just how bad some of these offensive guys have been. I mean, Max Kepler has been an absolute zero for a month and a half. Like, a zero at the plate.
Well, he's got, like, 2 hits in the past
month.
Dude,
he's batting 180 since May. May 1st, 180. I mean, center field is a zero.
Yep.
Catcher is a zero.
Yeah.
Alec Bohm is a slap-hitting third baseman who's supposed to be 6'5 and can't hit home runs.
Like, and he can't handle moving up in the lineup.
Exactly. And if you put him in the clamps or the three-hole,
he completely collapses.
It's a disaster. So, like,
and I'm a Bohm guy, so it's a shame to say.
This team is constructed in a way right now where if Schwarber, Harper, and Turner aren't elite, And look, you pay them to be and you want them to be, but we know that they're not. They have not been consistent. I've certainly Turner. If they're not elite, 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 they can't lift the rest of that lineup. I am concerned about where the lineup is at. Like, to your point, I think the bullpen is a whole other discussion, and I think the weakest part of the team. But I'm starting to think that they might need to add to the outfield as much as they need to add anywhere else on this team right now.
So if I could pick one side to add to, the bullpen or the bats, as frustrated as I am with the bats.
And I know, it's still the bullpen.
It's still the bullpen to me, just because I don't think you're changing who this team is. I mean, you just said it perfectly. Like, in the lineup, there are 3 players that you can trust. And also, like, let's take a step back for a second. Harper had the home run when he came back, and I know that he missed time because he was hit. And he has not been terrible this year by any stretch.
No.
But he's not been Bryce Harper to me. Like,
to anybody. No, he's been lacking power, for sure.
Well, he's just not been special. And, like, he's supposed to be special. And when, you know, again, Turner, Schwarber, Bryce. But, like, when outside of them you don't have anybody, you just nailed it. You have to have your best players be special. Schwarber has done his job. Trey Turner has not been amazing, but at least you can see he's trying to make more contact
with the
ball.
Turner's been better.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's fulfilling what Rob Thompson asked him to a certain extent. I think of those 3, Bryce has been the biggest disappointment. And that doesn't mean he's, like, you know, been a horrendous season or whatever. It just means he's not been Bryce. And this team has to be Bryce. And it's not apples to apples. But, like, when Jalen Hurts isn't special, the Eagles aren't good. When Joel Embiid's not special, the Sixers aren't that good. And I know they have more of an impact. But this team, to a certain degree, goes as Schwarber and Bryce takes them. Schwarber's doing his part. Bryce is not doing his part. Bryce is not pulling the weight he's supposed to pull. Does he have to carry an unfair amount of weight? Probably, because everybody else has been a disaster. And I'll say this, too, while we're just on a Phillies venting session. Like, what's also really showing up is Dombrowski has not done a good job around the edges with this team.
No,
like,
no.
When you look at, again, Schwarber, Turner, Harper are really the only 3 people in the lineup that we can point to as, like, legitimate people to count on. They're all making a ton of money. They've all been here for a while. Like, it's not an impressive thing that those 3 are here. Who else in the lineup has Dombrowski found that we can point to and go, that was a great value signing?
Right.
We, for 2 years, saw them lose in the postseason by being inconsistent hitters, and he's done nothing to change the complex of the lineup besides asking them to just do something different. And it's just not who they are. So In the bullpen, he hasn't added any special pieces. In the lineup, he's not added anybody that I think has changed the complexion of it. So, like, why should I expect different results?
Devin, where are you at with the Phillies this morning?
Well, just to go off what Elliot said, I think that this falls at Dombrowski's feet. I mean, you look at the way this team is built. You look at what he did at the trade deadline, not just last year, the past few seasons, but we'll use last year as an example. So you bring in a guy like Austin Hayes, complete disappointment. I know he ended up having some, like, unexpected.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did health issues.
Yeah, you don't
whatever.
Have to qualify it. He
whatever.
Thinks. Yeah.
So this season, you have your one bright spot in terms of an acquisition in the offseason. That's Jesus Luzardo. Well, the last two starts, he's given up 20 runs. You know, not great. That's looking
not
like
great.
That's looking like maybe it wasn't as great of a signing as we thought it was going to be. We'll talk about him in a bit.
A trade, just to,
right.
Yeah.
Sorry, trade.
No worries.
Then you have Jordan Romano. Hasn't been great. He's had moments. He's been improving. Still hasn't been great. Not a game-changing.
No doubt.
Addition to the team. Max Kepler, you just mentioned, hasn't done squat, really.
He's been
since
bad.
The beginning
like,
of
Kepler's
May.
Kepler's been
he's
bad.
He's been bad,
yeah.
Straight up. So I think that I'm not fully panicking. I'm certainly concerned. My concern can be remedied if Dave Dombrowski goes out and is aggressive before the trade deadline and makes moves to, I was fully in on, you know, bringing someone in to help bolster the back end of the bullpen. I still am for that. But now just looking at the starting pitching, I mean, you have guys in the starting rotation who you could potentially move to the bullpen. I need an outfield bat. And I wasn't in that camp until, like, honestly, the last couple of weeks. And now it's just a black hole in the lineup. Like you mentioned, the only guys who are really doing anything on offense, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper sometimes, Kyle Schwarber.
And Castellanos.
Nick Castellanos.
Yeah,
right.
He deserves a little
everyone
credit.
Else.
But not a ton of power from Nick. But, yeah,
right.
I agree. Everyone else, nada. And, like, again, to the point we made, those three, you know, top guys haven't been close to good enough to carry the zeros. You're getting
zeros
from three to four positions in the lineup. I mean, that is really hard to overcome. Some might say impossible to overcome. And 215-592-9494 to get in. To your point about Luzardo, look, to Elliot's initial point, I'm not freaking out on Luzardo. I'm not out on Luzardo.
He's just having a bad stretch.
Whether it's like a dead arm, whether it's tipping pitches. And I think tipping pitches is definitely a possibility. You know, we did high hopes last night.
I was going to say, so go into that a little bit more.
I was talking to Jack last night, and Jack made a good point about just how good Toronto was squaring up the pitches and how hard they were hitting the baseball on pitches where it wasn't like Lizardo had diminished velocity. It wasn't right. like the sweeper didn't look like it was sweeping. Like, they were just hitting everything. So I do think it lends some credence to the tipping pitches thing. Coming up in a minute, we'll hear from Rob Thompson, who did address that last night. He was asked about it because that is that injury, dead arm, like, that's where your
yeah.
mind goes.
Yeah.
Because
to be so bad.
Again, well, this guy has been amazing.
The timing is crazy, too, because he literally just passed the total amount of innings that he pitched last season.
Totally, yeah.
And he obviously was cut short last season
with
an injury.
Yeah.
So you do just wonder, like, and Rob Thompson had been letting him go pretty deep into games thus far. So it's like, did we push him too hard? Is the injury, you know, cropping back up? I hope it's not anything too serious, but that also could be a dead arm situation. I don't know. But that concerns me, that he's already passed the innings that he pitched last season and he's falling apart.
Well, and that's where you get into the bullpen issue, right. Them having to push guys, them not having guys they trust. And, I mean, today is supposed to be a bullpen game. After Lizardo went 1.2 yesterday, yeah. Like, I don't know how they're going to get through a baseball game today. I mean, Jack and I were joking, you know, we love Phillies baseball. I could go for a rain out. Maybe some rain in Pittsburgh. All right, 215-592-9494 to get in on the Phillies. Where's your panic meter at this morning? I think, look, the Phillies have been, for the most part, up more than down this season. They've had a really nice start to the season until about now. We're starting to get to that point where some of the warts are starting to show. The outfield bats, the bullpen is starting to creep up. And then as soon as the starters aren't dominant, we see what happens. Now, there's a lot of layers to this. There's the McCabe thing, who is great. There are potential trades. There's so much to get into. The leadoff thing, which I know you guys talked about yesterday. Yeah. I mean, Bryson Stott has been I should have included him in the zero. I mean, he's been almost a zero, too.
I think there's a clear answer what they should do at leadoff.
So we'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll play the audio on Topper about tipping pitches. How realistic is that as a potential answer for why Lizardo's been struggling? We got a lot to get into today. We're going to talk a little Saquon again coming up. Also, we will give you a chance to win Phillies tickets to come to a game with all of us. The three of us will be there.
Yeah, when is that?
Wednesday of next week.
I'm
so
there.
You're invited. You'll be there. Obviously, Joe and John, you know, Ben Davis, Ruben Moore, all kinds of people are going to be coming to hang out. It's going. Jody Mack yesterday was invited and said he will be there. The Mack man on site.
Walking to baseball with him seems like a bucket list.
Oh,
thing.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. So your chance to win that coming up as well. It's Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer, Devin Caney hanging out with you from Borgata. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.